preacher's going to pour his heart out to you. Andy, when a lady touched Jesus, he said, I felt virtue come from me. When you give of yourself, you'll feel virtue come out of you. This morning, Annie, I'm going to give you all my heart. Tonight, I'm going to come back and give you all my heart again. I hope everyone that's here today could come back this evening. Both messages are about the future of our church and what the Lord's put in my heart for us to do. And I hope that you can be here and hear what's in my heart, what the Lord's put in my heart to share with you. And I'm excited. This is a big week for our church. I'll be telling some things today that you don't know yet. And we're excited about it. Exodus chapter 35 and verse 4. Brother Danny, here's the title of the message. What is in your heart to do? What is in your heart to do? Let's stand for the reading of God's word. Exodus chapter 35, verse 4. Look at verse 4 and 5. How many of you have the second book in the Bible, Exodus? Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible. They're called the Pentateuch. And of course, it's all inspired by the Holy Spirit. God's all inspiration. And look what the Lord told Moses to say to the people. Moses spake in Exodus 35, verse 4 and 5. Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord hath commanded, saying, take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord, and whosoever is of a circle that willing heart, let him bring it an offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass. I'll come back to verse 6 through 10 to tell you about the gifts they did bring. Look at verse 21. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing. Let's just circle that, spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for his service, and for all the holy garments. Verse 22, and they came both men and women, and brought bracelets and they both came, men and women, as many as were what? Yes. Boy, it matters what's in our heart. Amen. The question is, what's in your heart today? And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, jewels of gold, every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord. Did you notice who they gave? They didn't give it to Moses. They didn't give it to the church. Who'd they give it to? Came the Lord. You're right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I believe without any shadow of a doubt, this is what you told me to preach. And Lord, I pray as I pour my heart out today to the people that they would get the heart from God and that they would give me some attentiveness and listen to the man of God and understand what I'm trying to say to him. Lord, I just pray that your name would be glorified and the work of God would go forward and that you would bless all that we do and that all we would do would be for your honor and your glory. Lord, come down now. Holy Spirit, go up and down each pew. Work in everyone's heart. Help me, Father, to do well for you that I could be a blessing to the people. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Moses told the people, when you study these chapters, the Lord said to bring in needed items to build the sanctuary and for the tabernacle and for the ministry of the service of God. And if you'll note verses 6 through 10, of course they go more than that, some of the different gifts that the people brought, they not only brought gold and silver, but they brought, look at verse 6, blue and purple and scarlet, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skins, dyed red, badger skins, cinnamon wood, oil for the light. See, there's always something different. See, everybody has something. Not everybody has the same things, but everybody has something they can bring. And spices, anointing oil for the sweet incense, onyx stones, stones to be set in the ephod, and for the breastplate. And every wise-hearted among you shall come and make all that the Lord had commanded. And as you study this, you'll see that they brought all kinds of things for the service of God. Matter of fact, I'd like you to, this has never happened in our Baptist churches, but until this time, I don't think it's happened afterwards either, but look at Exodus chapter 36, verse 5 through 7. And they spake unto, you got 36, 5? And they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough. How would you like me to say, don't bring no more? You'll never hear me say that, I don't think. If I do, deacons, you get me to the hospital right away. Something's not right with preacher. For the service of the work. Let's read that again. So it's so great. And they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave commandment that, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing. They were stopping them. Don't bring no more. We're not stopping you, though. For the stuff they had was, look what it says in verse 7. For the stuff, I like stuff. Don't you like stuff? Rod, you and I like stuff. Debbie's laughing. So me and Rod don't like to throw anything away. We like stuff. Rosie's about ready to stuff those football cleats down my throat if I don't get rid of them pretty soon. For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. And did you see how it says too, T-O-O, expression? Are you with me? Making it, emphasizing how great it was? Too much. Are you still with me? Well, wasn't that exciting? Now, here's what I want you to get today. Why did this happen? I mean, they had so much. They had so much that was brought in that Moses said, "Stop! Stop! Stop bringing it in! The plates are overflowing. We can't use no more." Can anyone say glory to God besides Mark? Amen. Took a preacher to say it. Amen. Why did this happen on a great fashion? But why did this happen? In Exodus 35:5, if you'll notice, I'll tell you why it happened. The Bible says in 35:5, they had a willing heart. 21 and 22, they had a willing spirit and they had a willing heart. Their spirit was made willing. How many see that? They came, Brother Mark, they came with a willing heart, and I'm going to tell you another thing they came with. They came with an urgency. Because Brother Coolidge, they didn't delay. Brother Rod, the commandment of God came out from the man of God. Hey, we need to raise things up for the sanctuary. We're going to build and bring what you can, but only bring what's in your heart to bring. If you're disgruntled, don't worry about it. Don't bring it. There'll be people out there with a willing heart. And they did it. They didn't put it off. They did it immediately. They were attentive. No delay. No putting things off. What do you call it when you put things off? Yeah. No procrastination. They did it right now. The question today is, this is for me too and for you. What is in your heart to do for Christ? You know, look, watch this. This is going to be a good message. I've learned over the years, and I've taught my preachers this. You can say this with me. People do what they want to do. Say it again. People do what they want to do. Brother Andy, I've learned it over all the years of preaching. People do what they want to do. People do what they want to do. If you want to do something, you do it. Because it's in your heart to do it. If you want something, you're likely to get it because it's in your heart to get it. Hello? People do what they want to do because it's in their heart to do it. Let me give you some examples. I'll use me as an example. I'm just like everybody else. I've been wanting to go to a baseball game. I've been wanting to go over to Akron and see the Akron Arrows. They had a new player over there, and I heard maybe Foster was pretty, but he did yesterday. But Friday, I called Brother Bud up, and I said, "Hey, Bud! We've been talking about going." And I told Rosie, I said, "Listen, I'm going. It's not raining. I've got nothing's booked for tonight. I don't know what happened to Bethel. We didn't have nothing booked. Thanks for a night off." And I said, "You care if I go to that ball game? I'd sure like to go to that ball game." And they got this new player they got for CC. Supposed to be a big hitter. I'll be honest with you. When I was a kid, folks, I was a ball player. I look like the Pillsbury Poppin' Doughboy now, but when I was a kid, I was really in good shape. I was a real athlete. I played a lot of ball when I was a kid, and I did pretty good when I was a kid. I grew up playing baseball all my life. I played ball all my life. I loved it. So I got older, and then your legs go out from you, and you're done, you know. So it was, Bobby, it's been in my heart to go to that, over there and see a ball game for a long time. So finally I just said, I'm going to the ball game. I even sang in the car. Four of us went. We went and picked Bud up, and Bud's out there. Bud's 81 years old. He was out waiting for us. There's something about ball players. It's in you, man. You either got it never leaves you. I don't care how old you get. It never leaves you. And we're going there. Pastor Dave's driving the car, and Brother Freddie's with us, and the four of us are in my car, and we're getting. I said, "Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to." I'm really doing this. I'm not kidding you. And I got them all singing with me. They all sang with me. I don't care. Give me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. You know. And we just were laughing and having a good time. And I said, "Boy, I've been wanting to go. It was in my heart to go. So you know what, Brother Eddie? I went." You see, we do what we want to do. We do what's in our heart to do. And it was in my heart to go to that ball game. Unless some drastic thing would have happened, I was going to that ball game. Let me give you another thought about that ball game. Bud, I told you I'd pick you up at 5:30. What happened, Brother Bud, was I ate breakfast, but I didn't eat the rest of the day. And so when Brother Dave came, I said, "Hey, before we pick Bud up, there's a Steak and Shake right there before you go in where Bud lives." And I said, "David, we're not going to get back to 10:30, 11 o'clock. I've only ate breakfast, and I'm a fat man. And I need to eat." And in my heart, I said this, Rod, "I'm not going to that ball game." And I told the kid, I said, "David, we're not going to that ball game until I eat." So I said, "Get on that phone, tell Bud we're running late." Because we were running late, as normal. And you know what I did, Bobby? Before I went, and my heart's desire was to go to the ball game. Before I did that, my other heart was to eat Steak and Shake. I went in and I had one of those double steak burgers, order of French fries, vegetable soup, chocolate milkshake. Man. Let's go. Amen. Right now. But what I want, and so I ate before we went, and then I went, you know what? Those two things happened because it was in my heart to do it. You see, people will do what's in their heart. People will do, get this truth I'm trying to give you today. People will do what they want to do. And people do what's in their heart to do. Are you still with me? Some of you went places last week because it was in your heart to do it. Some of you did things last week and maybe said things because it was in your heart to do it. Some of you spend money, and we all do sometimes, when we shouldn't be spending money, but it's in our heart to do it. Salesmen are always hoping our heart's bigger than our brain. Because if you go to buy some, the best thing is not to buy it. Go home and pray about it, think about it. The Bible says, think on these things. Are you with me? But usually, it doesn't matter if we got the money or not, Bobby. We get so excited. I want it. I'll buy it. Am I relating to anybody at all? Hello? And that salesman saying, you need it. You deserve it. You should have it. I'll give it to you right now. How many are still with me? And so we do what we really want to do. And we go places that we want to go to. People do what they want to do. And people do what's in their heart to do. You know, the people brought these things into Moses for the work of God because they had a willing heart. They wanted to do it. It was in their heart. The reason they brought all that stuff to Moses, Brother Mark, it was they wanted to do it. You say, how could you get that great offering? Because the people had a willing heart. They wanted to do it. And people do what they want to do. Now, I'm going to start meddling. I'm going to be very pointed. Don't get mad at me. If a preacher didn't care, I had a man yesterday talk to me. He had visited our church. He said, I'm tired of these mamby-pamby preachers that won't preach truth and are afraid to get people mad. He said, one thing I've been to your church, preacher, you don't hold back. You let it fly. He was 75 years old. He said, I would to God. He said, I'm worried about America. The preachers are wimps anymore. He said, we need some preachers that know God and will preach God's word without apology. I said, you'll get along good with me. Now, don't you get mad at me. I'm just going to tell you the truth today. And by the way, when I point my finger at you, Eddie, four are coming back at me. Are you with me? People do what they because it's in their heart to do it. People do what they want to because it's in their heart. The reason those people brought all that money into Moses and all those items is because they had a heart to do it. It was in their heart to do it. The question is today, where's our heart? For instance, I have put a challenge to every person in this church to search their personal household items. And to try to raise. Now, not everybody can do this. But I gave you I wanted to raise $100,000 this summer so we could start building. Get the permits and start doing something out there. And I said, Americans, we've got all kinds of stuff. We do. If you look at our houses, you can have a yard sale. We had a one-day yard sale, Rose. We took in over $500, I think it was. $600. Now, Pastor Dave gave us some stuff, put it in there with us. But in one day, in one yard sale, we made over $600. We gave it to the Lord. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying, Bobby, my house is still filled with stuff. Are you still with me? But the reason a lot of us, see, I said, I challenge you, hey, let's raise up some money for the rise up and build the building fund. And look around, see what you got in your house. And see, by the way, I still got those baseballs. I'm going to give them to the Lord, but I haven't done it yet. Haven't got them on eBay yet. Hello? I'm not just preaching to you. Brother Bobby, there must not be an urgency. Because people do what they want to do, Pastor Dave. And I still got those baseball. I'm willing to give them, but I still haven't got them on the eBay yet. Right. The Mickey Mantles and the whatever, all the ones I have. I hope I'm bringing a few thousand dollars for the church, for the Lord's work. I'm willing to give. But yet, Bobby, I haven't got them yet. By the way, a lot of you have not done nothing either. A lot of you have not done one thing. But here's the sad part. You haven't even thought about it. Some of you haven't even thought. It doesn't matter if you're bringing $1,000 or $10. It's the thought behind it. See, here's why we don't have a willing heart. Because if we really had a willing heart, isn't this good preaching? See, these people, the command went out, hey, we need to build this sanctuary, we need items. People didn't wait. Man, they just went home and said, man, we can use this, you can have this. See, if we would really get a willing heart for God's work here, if we'd really get a willing heart like they had back in Moses' day, we'd have had thousands of dollars come in already. Right. Amen. And what we need to do, Bethel, we need to get a willing heart and get going. Amen. Because Jesus Christ is coming back. Yes, the world's dying and going to hell. Amen. And we need to reach them while we can. Amen. Amen? Amen? It's time for us to get moving with a willing heart. Those who with a willing heart will look. They'll find. They'll seek until they come up with something for God. Maybe it might not be 1,000. Maybe it might only be 100. Maybe it might be 40. Maybe 10. One man had a transmission. He gave that right away. That's what he had. Hello? Listen, don't miss this. Oh, I got this. Don't miss this. Let me tell you. It's amazing to me. Did you ever notice we can come up with money for anything we really have a heart to have? We can come up with money for anything we really have a heart to do. If we really want to do something bad enough, the money will come up. Amen. Did you ever notice that? It's how bad we want it in our heart. It's quiet, I'm glad. You're thinking. The question today is, where is your heart? Where is my heart? The reason most have not tried to even bring anything in that building fund, because you don't have a heart to do it. Hello? You don't have a heart to do it. That's why you've not done it. And boy, we should get a heart. Well, listen, if we really were focused, we'd have a heart. We'd be focusing on that building fund and praying and seeking, Lord, what can I bring? What can I give? Lord, show me what I need to do. Lord, bring something that I'll give it to you. Like faith promised, Lord, you give it to me, I'll give it to you. Give it back. Hello? While we're on it, I asked you to pass these out. I got over 100 of them out there. I asked you to take this to someone you might know, but you're too embarrassed. I'm not. I'm not asking for this. This is for God. Yes. This is for God's work. Yes. I've asked you to pass this out, but you know what? None of these go out. You know why? No one has a willing heart to do it. Yep. That's why there's a stack out there. No one has a willing heart. Boy, we were having fun too, weren't we? I asked you to... For God's 300. See, God's 300 is in these envelopes. The God's 300 is in these envelopes. But evidently, we don't have a willing heart to try to raise up God's 300. That's why the envelopes are gone. If we had a willing heart, we'd be taking them out, giving them to people. You say, well, they won't give it. But they can't give until we give it to them. Right. I'd rather have someone say no than not have an opportunity to even say. Yeah. Am I making sense to anybody? Yeah. Huh. Dr. Bob Grade from Longview, Texas, one of the premier preachers in all America is coming to our church July 31 and August 1st. I wonder how many will have a heart even to be here in the church service. Right. Do you know, Brother Cooley, there'll be people that won't even have a heart to be in this church service that day? Now, some will be providentially hindered. I understand. Might have to work or something like that. But there'll be some sitting home watching a stupid TV or on a stupid computer or doing something, working out when they could be getting God's word from one of the premier preachers in America. And Brother Rod, because they don't have a willing heart to even care about God's work, they won't even show up. Some of us won't even invite any. You're going to have one of the premier preachers in America. How many of us have hearts to invite people? You see how it works? It's not just money. Hello? Where is your heart? Will you be in attendance that night? Will you invite someone to the services? Hey, teenagers, why don't we get into teens while I'm at it? Pastor Dave and Brother Bobby and Miss Jamie's got these. If they don't, they'll make some. You know, you kids, if you really had a heart, some of you adults too, for that matter, that know where some teenagers are, you'd get a couple of these flyers, and you'd take it to some of your friends and say, you just got to come. Maybe if they come, they hear Bob Gray preach, maybe they get saved. Yeah, that's why we just don't do so you have a big fun night out. I want you to have a fun night out, but the main goal for the whole thing, the reason we're doing the whole thing, is people hear the word of God and get saved. Yeah. So when they die, they don't go to hell. Amen. I want to challenge some of you kids. Get a willing heart. Get excited about Dr. Gray coming. Get excited about your teen rally. It's August 1st. You still got time. Get a couple of these. Go to your friends. You know what, Norma? When we went to Steak and Shake, which God told me to go, he didn't tell me, but it was in my heart. I met your granddaughter. And I talked to your granddaughter. And she's a teenager. And I told her about Dr. Bob Gray coming. And yesterday, because I left my phone there, I went back to Steak and Shake. I never use it. And one time I had it, Mike, I forgot it anyways. And I took a bunch of flyers, and I said, what's your dog? Is it Joy? Yeah. I talked to the manager, and I said, we were here last night. He said, oh, yeah, I remember you. I remember you're here. I said, I don't remember the little girl's name that I was talking to, but she was Norma's granddaughter, and like he knows who Norma is. Anyways, but I said, I want to leave a stack of these flyers for her and her friends and everybody and all the kids here that work here. I want them to come to hear Bob Gray and go to the Night of Nights. See, all you got to do is get a willing heart to do that. By the way, while I was doing that, I took a stack of these with me. While I was there, I talked to two guys on motorcycles at Steak and Shake and invited them here. Then I went down just that little, there's a bunch of little stores, like a little inlet there, where there's a pizza shop and a post office and all kinds. And I found a big Harley Davidson red one. Just like Mr. B's. Mr. B's got a blue one. But this is a big red one, a big hog. It was a big one, like a Cadillac. I went in for one reason, to find motorcycles. And I found one. He wasn't there, so I rolled it up. And I let him see my little piglet and my little motorcycle. And I put it right on his Harley, and I made sure that it didn't fall off. And the bike didn't fall either. And then I drove a few other places. You know, I went to Brother Jeff's. I went and saw Brother Jeff to see how he was doing. And I said, hey, wait, by the way, Brother Jeff, can I leave a few of these at your place? People come in there, buy stones and rock and stuff like that. And I said, maybe they're a biker. They'll get on this. Look up here. Hey, you bikers, let me tell you something. I'm not looking for 50. I purpose in my heart. I'm going to go every day. I'm going out. I purpose in my heart. I'm going to pass out at least one or two of these every day of my life till this thing starts, by God's grace. There are so many bikers out. I'm keeping these in my car. I'm running people down on motorcycles, not literally. Now, you bikers, listen to me. My goal is not 50. My goal is 200. Amen. And let me tell you something. If this church would get a willing heart about this scholarship for our kids, and by the way, we'll reach those bikers. If you'll give me a chance, I'll reach them for Christ. Amen. And by the way, Christ died for those bikers just like he died for you and me. He died for the bus kids just like he did for you and me. And why couldn't we get 200 bikers to come out to this? Why couldn't you pray for it? By the way, it's not just a biker thing. I get so sick of cliques in the church. Amen. Well, that's the biker clique. No, we don't have a biker clique. Or that's your social clique. Or that's their clique. And this clique. Clickety click, clunky click, clock, clock. God don't want cliques. Amen. See, this is a Bethel Baptist run. Sure, our bikers are behind it, but this ain't just for you guys, Sean. It's for every member of this church. Amen. Yeah, amen, Brother Jack. I'm going to tell you, God loves. We've already seen, just from the blessing, some of those bikers get saved. Amen. Why don't we? You know why we don't pass these out? We don't have a willing heart. You know why we don't do those things? You know why you kids don't pray and go out and try to get some more teenagers to come? You say it's $30. No, the Lord could provide the money. You don't have a willing heart. Hello? Come on. Boy, it's quiet in here today, isn't it? Aren't you glad you came? Listen to me. We need to get a willing heart. We really need to get a tonight. My whole message is on this tonight about our church. Yeah, listen. Everyone needs to have a willing heart, and everyone needs to get pray and get excited about that. Listen, when the lady had the issue of blood, we're not going to have time to turn to it. I'm going to give you two examples, though. I want you to get this. We're talking about they had a willing heart. We're talking about what's in your heart today. Are you still with me? In Matthew chapter 9, if you want to turn to it real quick, you can, but I got to keep going. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 20 and 21, there was a lady with the issue of blood. Remember that? And she said, the Bible says in verse 21, she said within herself, within her heart, if I could just get there and touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. See, she had a willing heart to go to Christ. She said within herself. What's in yourself? What's in within you today? Hello? See, Annie, what drove her to Christ was within her house. She said, man, I know if I can just get there. That heart drove. I'm not talking about the thing that pumps. I'm talking about that heart. He's the soul. He's a man that says, I must get to Christ. Are you still with me? And by the way, it caught on because when you see Matthew 14, 35 and 36, after people heard about her getting healed by just touching Jesus, people all from all over just wanted to, they said, did you hear that she got healed? You see what would happen? People see what's in our heart and it affects others. Oh, I wish we could get this. You think when Moses, when people were given, Brother Dave, when those people were given back in Moses' day, they saw people give. You don't think that giving encouraged other people to give? Listen, remember, the reason we watch more TV then we read God's word. It's in our heart to watch more TV.
You're right.
We desire more from the world than we desire from God's word.
You're right.
Remember, we do what we want to do. It's not that we don't have time to read our Bible. We got 24 hours a day just like everybody else. Because we have time for everything else. We just don't have in our heart to read the Bible. We could read through the Bible in a year if we wanted to.
You're right.
Some people can't read. Some people can't maybe even see. But they can get some tapes and listen to it. It's all in our heart what we want to do. Franny was telling me, Franny Cooley is losing her sight. We need to pray for Fran Cooley. She's literally going blind. And I think she's the one telling me, preacher, I got tapes and I've been listening to the Word of God on tape. See, if you really have a willing heart to hear God's word and to see his get his word in your heart, you'll make a way to do it. It's just the reason you don't read through your Bible, you don't have a heart to do it.
Right.
Hello? Let me give you some examples. We make time for things we want to do. Tomorrow, is there a ball game tomorrow? Is there a softball game tomorrow for the church?
Yes.
I guarantee you there'll be men out there at that ball game tomorrow because they're going to make time to play softball.
You're right.
I'm not against making time for softball. As long as you make time to read your Bible.
You're right.
Amen. Hello? But a lot of times, by the way, if they said to you, someone say, hey, we're going shopping tomorrow to one of the grills. Can you go? Oh, I don't know. I'll make a way. Did you hear Dillard's got 75% off tomorrow, but it's only between 3 and 5? 75%. Are you kidding me? Yes, 75. I don't care what I got to do. I'm going to go. I don't care if it kills me. I'm going to go. Hello? You see, we do what we want to do. We make time for things we want to have. Am I making any sense to anybody today? It's what's in our heart. See, people could show up for choir. People could sing in this choir if they had a willing heart.
You're right.
Amen. That's right.
Good preaching.
Some of you could show up for Sunday school, and by the way, Pastor Dave is doing phenomenal.
Amen.
It's off the charts.
Yeah.
He's just been chucking. I said, keep chucking the corn, keep chucking it, man. He has been on fire here the last 2 weeks. And I said, keep the fire burning. Don't let up. And some of you could be here, but you know what? You don't have a willing heart. And, oh, you come for church time, but you won't come for Sunday school. By the way, Freddie Davis lives around 50 miles from here. 45 miles, I think. It's almost 45 miles one way. And he shows up for Sunday school.
Yep.
What's the name of that? Jackson? Is that the name of your town, Jackson?
North Jackson.
He's one of our members. He comes every week, and he lives about, what is it, about 50, 45 miles each way? It's a long trip, I know that. You're not going to get here in 15 minutes from North Jackson. You know why he comes? I know why he comes. He's got a willing heart. You know why Diane Robinson, that's a hard thing to, I'm sorry, Brother Dale, for 17 years, preacher called her that one. Diane Robinson, every year, Diane Robinson makes out the toys for us in VBS. I don't even have to ask her. She's asking me, because she's got a willing heart.
You're right.
Bobby drives the truck there for the hay ride for the kids. Don't have to ask him, he's got a willing heart. And I could tell everybody else what all you do. I don't, like we were talking, me and Pastor Dave. We show up. Everybody knows what they're going to do.
That's right.
Everybody has a niche here. Bobby, we show up and say, and I don't even worry. People do refreshments. People do this. People do this, and it just works. You know why? Because everyone's got a willing heart.
That's right.
Arlene, I'm glad you have a willing heart because you guys do. You guys do a lot here. Thank you for that willing heart. Amen? I saw Ruthie. I'm going to pick on her right now. Ruthie could be retired, but she's been staying and being just a tremendous school teacher for our Christian school. She could have been retired, but no, she's got a willing heart to do the work of God, and she keeps working as a teacher here just because she's got a willing heart. What kind of heart do we have for God? Are you getting what preacher's saying to you today? Well, I got to get this closed now. What kind of heart do you have? Do you have a heart for the follow-up on VBS? We have a heart for little pig scholarship? Will you give of yourself? Will you promote it? Will you pray for it? Will you be part of it? Will you pass out flyers to the bikers? If we get this in our heart, we'd have 200 bikers. I believe we could have 200 bikers. I'm going after bikers. I'm going to try to have 25. I'm going to try to get 25 myself by myself. That's my goal. Get me preacher to have 25 show up because I got to talk to them. Listen, it's 12 o'clock. I'll have to cut some here. Question: What's in your heart for the selling of the building? What's in your heart for the selling of this building? By the way, I'll be talking all about this building tonight. I'm going to talk about how God can give us a miracle. How many want to get a miracle from God?
Amen.
I'm going to show you from the scriptures how you get it. And I'm going to be talking about I'm going to be asking some of you to do something for us to get it. And by the way, it's not giving any money. But I'm not going to tell you today because if you don't care enough to come back, you wouldn't do it anyways.
Amen. That's right.
It's the only one's going to come. Really want. I'm telling you, I have something from God. I'm telling you right now, I have something from God. I'm not lying to you. That this church, all this church needs to hear tonight. And I hope you come back. If you don't, I can't help it. But I'm telling you, I've got something that God told me to tell you. And we're going to do something special here this week. But if you're not here, you're not going to know about it. What's your heart about the building, selling this building? Can I ask you a question? It's 12 o'clock. Have you prayed for someone to purchase this building? Well, preacher, we really haven't. Well, we've been waiting to see something happen. Well, I don't know if I want the building to sell. No, the building's got to sell because we're going out there and we need the money to help build the building. Are you with me? Now watch this and we're going to close this out. I got with Brother Bobby the other day. Me and Bobby kicked some things around. Bobby, you don't even know what I did yet. I'm going to shock you like the rest of the people. We made this flyer up. And I went down to Lowe's and got one of them buy owners and one of them little things you put the papers in. People can get out and look, see what it is. You can see that in the front yard. And then we made a little tiny ad to put in the paper. And Bobby, I went down to the Record Courier with that little ad. But I also had one of these with me. And our plan with me and Bobby was just to put the little ad in first and to see what would happen. And I walked in, I saw Kathy. I said, "Hi, Kath." And Mark McEwen was on vacation, some other lady was taking his place. And I sat down and I said, "What's it going to run this little ad here?" She's in boxing in for about $300. And I said, Kathy said, I was just for a couple of days. And Kathy said, "But I said, what I'd really like to do is like to run this ad." Because I'll tell you why. For 5 years, people have been coming up to me. "When are you going to build? When are you going to build? When are you going to build? When are you going to build? Are you ever going to build?" And deacons and members of this church, I said, I want to make a statement to all Ravenna, to all the surrounding areas. Brother Mike, I want the whole area in this Windham and Rootstown and Garrettsville and wherever Brimfield and every place Kent. I want everyone around here to know Bethel Baptist Church is rising up to build our buildings for sale. We're going out and building.
Amen.
And Wednesday in the Record Courier paper, you're going to see an ad almost this big. And if Kathy can pull her strings, it's going to be in color.
Amen.
We need to rise up and build, and we need to get it within our heart. God's called us out there, not here.
Amen.
Man said to me yesterday on visitation, "Why are you going?" I said, "Well, one reason, because we don't have no parking. When you fill this building up, I guarantee you that parking lot is full right now."
Amen.
The deacons told me last time he stood there and watched cars go in to drive out. We lose people because there's nowhere to park.
Right.
I got 30 acres of land. You run that out. You run that out. I'll buy another 10 acres somewhere adjacent, and we'll still have more parking.
Amen.
God's calling us out there.
That's right.
By the way, that man I talked to lived one block on. He lived right on the corner of Webb and Infirmary. Him and his wife been coming. Now you listen to me. This is going to go in Wednesday. And on the bottom, I even added something, Brother Bob. I drove away, and Kathy knows the story. I drove away, and I went down, put a few bucks in my gas tank. I only put so much anymore. And I got it up in Streetsboro yesterday. $3.87. What a buy. Streetsboro, 387 BP. Who'd ever think that how did the truckers make it? But what's this going to, look, see, there's no turning back now. And can you imagine the thousands of people that read that paper? Brother Mark, when they see that Wednesday, before the week's out, I wish I was a little mouse in a lot of the people's homes. Did you see Bethel Baptist is selling their church building? They really are meaning business. And I got thinking about that, and I said, yeah. Well, why not even put a little disclosure at the bottom and say, if you want to rise up and build with us, come on. You can help us build. So I went home and had Rosie type something else, and I added on to this, Bobby. And I said, you can send a check payable to Bethel Baptist Church Building Fund. Or you can come to our church and help us rise up and build with us. Do you know the man that I talked to yesterday to visit our church? You know what he does? He had a shirt on. Baptist Builders. He goes around, he helps build churches for free. You think God ain't doing something around this place? Hey, If you don't have a heart for this, I feel sorry for you.
Amen.
Those of us that have it, it's going to be fun. Amen?
Amen.
Well, let me say this to you. I'm going to close. By the way, I'll be talking. God told me how we can get this building sold. I'm going to share with you tonight how we can get this sold. I hope you'll come back. There's some special things that God tells us to do. I couldn't believe Brother David. A lot of things I'm going to preach tonight, he was preaching in the Sunday school thing. Some of the things he said. Listen, we're going to make a statement to the whole city. We're moving. We're rising up to build. We're trusting God by faith to provide. By the way, I put in there, we're not borrowing any money. We're trusting God by faith. I want the people to know that. You know, God honors faith. We're saying then we have a heart to move forward for the cause of Christ. Sad, some of you still don't have a heart for what we're doing. Isn't it sad? I just pray God will help you. Question, where is your heart? Do you have a right heart? Having a right heart with God, having a heart willing for the things of God, can make the difference for a lot of people. Some of you folks, you've got crazy thoughts in your head that Satan's put in there. You got bad feelings towards me or somebody else. That's not of God. Can I say this to every one of you? And whether you believe me or not, this preacher loves you with all his heart.
That's right.
And I'm going to say this to you. I mean this. God, you be my witness. Lord, you know you're my witness. When we stand before God, he's going to tell you, that man really loved you. That man really loved your family. And that man tried to tell you truth. And some of you, you've let Satan blot your mind. You can't be, listen, a Christian cannot be possessed, but they can be oppressed. You can't be possessed because you got the Holy Spirit in you. And greater is he that's within me than he is against me. 1 John 4:4. And there's a lot of Christians, they let demonic spirits attack their mind, and then they think crazy things that you ought to be. Some of the things that come to people say, boy, I know you're mad at me. I love you. I'm not mad at you at all. Well, I tell you, you've been looking. You can't believe what people. No, look, listen. The Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. There's a demonic war out there, folks.
That's right.
Christians have a battle.
Yep.
Boy, we need to seek his face.
Amen.
Listen to me. Can I try to help you? This preacher loves you. I love you with all my heart. I'll always love you, folks. And whenever I do something, I'm trying to do it for the betterment of you. I always, And by the way, I love the bus kids. And everything I do for the bus kids, I do because I want to do for the betterment for our bus kids. Our whole common goal here is to reach people for Christ. Amen. Let's get the hatred and the bitterness out. Let's just have the love of Christ for one another. Amen. By the way, it all falls on where our hearts are for Christ. Does your heart treasure the things of God? Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where's your heart today? Where's your heart today? Do you care about souls going to hell? Do you care about the work of God? Do you pray for this building to be sold? Do you pray about what you can do to help for the work to be done out there? Do you have a willing heart? Does your spirit and mind have a willing heart for the things of God? And lastly, I want to say this to you. Lost person, who's in your heart? Because we're talking, what's in your heart to do? See, what's in your heart to do for God's 300? What's in your heart to do for the building fund? What's in your heart to do for the biker, for the scholarship for Bethel Baptist Christian Academy? What's in your heart to do for the Dr. Gray when he comes? What's in your heart for doing all these things? What's in your heart to do for the nursing home? What's in your heart to do for the bus ministry? I could go on forever. What's in your heart? Hey, lost person, what's in your heart about Christ? I'm closing with this scripture. Go ahead and look, and I'll quote it. Look, I'm real close. Look at Romans chapter 10, 9 and 10. Look at Romans chapter 10. We're talking about what's in our heart. It's all about the heart. It's all about the heart. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 says this. That if thou shalt confess, is that what it says there? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, watch the next words, and believe in thine heart. It's not talking about the pump. It's talking about the soulish. See, your spirit is the intellect. Your soul is the heart. How you really, the deep inner, the feelings within. That's the heart, the soulish. He's got soul. He's a soul brother. He's got feeling. Are you with me? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart, because it matters all. Everything's about the heart. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Lost person, if you're here today, if you don't get saved, you're going to die and go to hell. There is a heaven, there is a hell. God doesn't want anyone to go to hell. It's not his will that any should perish. That's why Christ came down and died on the cross of Calvary, shed his blood, buried. 3 days later, he rose. And Brother Mike, 40 days, he walked on this earth, and he went back to heaven. Amen? Amen. He's coming again. Amen. It's no church, no religion, not being a good person, not giving money, can't get you to heaven. Right. For by grace are we saved through faith, and not of ourselves. Not of works, we're saved by grace, not of works, lest any man should. If you've never asked Christ to come in your heart, I want you to do it today. Now, I'm not talking about being a member of Bethel. I'm not talking about getting baptized. That can all come later if you want it. Right now, I just want to get you into heaven. You don't have the heart. Say, preacher, I really don't know if I died. Go to heaven. You could ask Christ in your heart, and he would hear you. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Christian, could you examine your heart today? Where's your heart today? What's in your heart to do? Has it been doing anything? Or has it been doing wrong things? Let's bow our heads in prayer. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. I gave you part of my heart today. I'm going to give you more tonight. All about our church tonight. If you're going to get baptized, please come forward at this time. All that are getting baptized, please come forward. I wonder how many could say, Pastor, I know for sure I'm saved. And I know for sure if I died, I've asked Christ into my heart. And I know that if I died, I'd go to heaven. Jesus is in my heart. Could you raise that hand? I know for sure. I know for sure I'm saved. He's in my heart. Thank you. You may put him down. All over the building. Thank you. Maybe you're here today and you say, preacher, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I don't want to die and go to hell. Preacher, I don't want to perish. Especially after Christ came to die and sacrifice himself so I wouldn't have to. I'd like to have Jesus come to my heart today. Would you pray for me? I won't come to you and I won't embarrass you, but I'll pray for you. Raise that hand and say, preacher, would you pray for me? I'm not sure if I die, I'd go to heaven, but I am concerned. Pray for me. Anyone like that? Just raise your hand and put it back down. Anyone like that today? Pastor, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven, but I'd sure like to know. Pray for me. Just raise your hand. Pray for me. Yes, I see that hand. God bless you. I see that hand. You may put it down. God bless you. Preacher didn't see it right away. Thank you for holding it. How many Christians would say, preacher, I'm going to be honest with you. God spoke to me while you preached today. My heart's not been right. I need more of a willing heart. I don't have that willing heart like I need to have. Pray for me. Who'd say that? Yes, yes, yes. Yes, God bless you. God bless you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, all my, all over the building. God bless your heart. Heavenly Father, I did what I know you put in my heart to do. Holy Spirit, you have to bring conviction. And Lord, I pray with all my heart, people would see the love of Christ and they would see truth. Truth of Christ. Truth of his word. Truth of him. I pray if some that's here never been saved will be saved today. I pray for Christians that they come on their knees and say, God, give me that willing heart. Give me a willing heart. Give me a heart that I want to do for you. I've been doing for the world. Now it's time for me to start having a willing heart for you. I ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand.